This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. As a child, Anna Rose Beck got a lot of encouragement from her family. They told her she had lots of skills and encouraged her to go to school, get a good education, and they encouraged her not to pursue music. They felt pretty strongly that singing was not one of her skills. So she went to Duke, got a degree in biomedical engineering, but eventually music became an overwhelming drive, and her family's warnings notwithstanding, she decided to make it her life. And I think when you hear her, you will agree that Anna made the right choice. Anna Rose Beck is here to sing and play the guitar, joined by Ilana Shiner on the cello, Marcos Harkness on the mandolin. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Hi, thank you. Good to be
Thanks
here.
So tell, is that true that your kind of family said, you're a sweet girl, stop singing?
Oh, not quite true. I wasn't naturally drawn to music as a child. I played cello for a little bit in middle school. But I hated practicing, and my mom had to force me to practice, and I just fell away from it, and I was mostly into physics and math when I was in high school. I was on the school newspaper, so it was not something that I was naturally drawn to. I also had a cousin who is an amazing singer, like in all-state choir in Texas, winning awards. So I was just never the singer of the family. I just never tried. I didn't know how to sing.
So when did you pick up the guitar and why?
I picked up the guitar when I was a junior in college. It was one summer. A roommate of mine decided to play guitar. And the confluence of events was that I was also trying to impress a boy who was a musician. And so I decided to learn guitar as well to impress him. And my roommate didn't play for long, but I did. I continued, and the boy is long gone, but the hobby stuck, so.
Well done.
Yeah.
We were kind of hoping that he'd say, no, it's not like that here. Let me show you. Reach his arms around you and
yeah, exactly. I guess that's what I was hoping.
That's what it was. That was good. Would you play a song for us?
I would love to. This song is called Broken Strings.
I've been wanting recently to save my broken guitar strings tied into silver rings around my fingers. I think that's holding on too long, but haste makes waste and right makes wrong. They say what doesn't break you makes you strong. My harp in the hand of some strange to stand on greener land. These seeds I've sown are more permanent than sand, but the first flood will wash them all away. And I'll say, hey, I want to be those happy people with their windows were designed to keep you out, but let you see what you've been missing out on. All this idle time with your broken strings. Smell of rain before the storm hangs in this air, so wet and warm, and when it rains I always miss you more. I had a dream, I walked around frozen bodies underground, heard broken thoughts and hearts and silenced sounds, and they said, hey, it's true what they say. Nothing comes from nowhere anyway. Loneliness and lust are riding on there. lives and lusty veins all feel the same. Some things don't change.
Anna Rose Beck with a song called Broken Strings, along with Ilana Shiner and Mark Harkness. You said you were interested in beautiful song.
Thank you.
And you're writing your own music.
I do, yes.
But you started out loving Dylan, apparently.
I did.
Yeah. And trying to play his songs?
Yeah, absolutely. My first song I learned was Mr. Tambourine Man.
When did you move from sort of playing other people's songs to deciding that you wanted to write?
I think it took me about 6 months because I didn't have a grasp of what writing a song even entailed. I didn't know what structure was. I didn't know how chords worked or how choruses worked. So I was playing other people's songs, and I had friends that would ask me, oh, when are you going to write a song? And I was just kind of like, I don't know how to do that. That's crazy. I don't know. But I don't know. It just happened. It happened very naturally. You know, I had something to write about, and it just
came out.
Well,
you were involved in you studied biomedical engineering, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that do you come at the process the same way, sort of analyzing the music, kind of molecule by molecule?
No, I think it comes a lot more organically than science. It comes a lot from just my emotions and how I feel, and I try not to analyze it too much because I think that can be pretty paralyzing when you're trying to write.
Right. But there is something like chord structure, and until you know it, finding anything sensible in those emotions is kind of hard to do.
Absolutely.
And you've done it. Would you do another song for us?
Yes. This one is called Blackbird. Track of the muse 50 hours ago I sang about you. Now I forgot the reason why. There are stars everyone can see. They're invisible to only me, 'cause I'm a special kind of blind blackbird with no eyes. So blackbird, teach me how to fly blindfolded in this windy night. Blackbird, teach me to survive without wondering why. Wondering why I try. Trapped behind locked doors, alive in a body I didn't ask for, but I'm still scared of dying. Climbed a tree, crawled out on a limb, bad luck, I guess it was too thin. My bones are heavier than snow, and the burden. Snap the branch and down I go. Blackbird, catch me, lift me slow. Lay me softly in the snow and never let me go. Don't leave me alone. Can sail the lonely seas. The compass points right back at me. That's home, the only one I've
ever known. So when my skin is soaked in brine, wash me in dandelion wine, blackbird. Make me pure and white, kiss me goodnight. I'll leave my song beneath the sea in a bottle penned in ink. Blackbird, when I go to sleep, will you sing it out for me? For eternity. Bottle penned in ink, blackbird, when I go to sleep, will you sing it out for me?
Anna Rose Beck, Blackbird, live on the State of Things, along with Ilana Shiner on the cello and Mark Harkness on the mandolin. So you have this degree. You did get your degree in biomedical engineering?
I did. Yes.
And did you consider getting a job in that field, or had you already decided to make music your career?
You know, it's funny. Right when I graduated, I did decide I wanted to stay here in North Carolina and play music. But I did need a job to pay the rent. And so I got a job in a lab, in RTP. It was a biomedical lab that processed blood samples. Mm-hmm. And I got fired in 3 weeks.
Wow. Well, what'd you do?
They didn't tell me. They just told me it wasn't working out, and wow. I would have to agree with that. I was kind of miserable. So I've had a couple different internships and jobs since then. Right now I'm just working part-time in a cafe, and that's suiting my music pretty well.
Yeah, actually, if you'd gotten into pharmaceuticals and then combined that with a music career, you could have made a lot of money. I'm just saying. But you're committed to this. This is your career. You're going to do it.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really excited about it.
Well, it's beautiful music, and we're so grateful for having you on the air. What's it like playing here, this area? I mean, you talked about wanting to stay here. And you're from Austin, right?
I'm from Austin, yeah.
See, this is proof. Durham's the next Austin. But you're saying that staying here is a pretty good place to stay.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel established in the music community here, and I think it's taken me a couple years to feel that way. I feel very comfortable playing gigs here, and I did right off the bat when I still had horrible stage fright, but places like Broad Street Cafe and little venues like that were booking me. So I was happy to get my start here, and I will go back to Austin eventually, I'm sure, but not for the time being.
And then you'll be back.
Yes.
You'll be back. See, I read about that you had horrible stage fright. The whole thing terrified you. Your voice was shaky. Why does anyone pursue something that makes them so scared and so miserable? This is amazing to me.
That's a great question. I don't know if I can answer that. I think it's the thrill of being on the stage. But I did. I used to start shaking. My fingers would start shaking, and I couldn't pluck the guitar, and could barely get through a song. But I just kept going back and going back, and it took me like probably a couple years, but I think I'm over it now. Yeah. Sometimes it comes back.
Well, we're glad it did. We're glad you're here and got over that stage fright, and I'm going to ask you to sing us out. But first, I want to tell everybody that Anna Rose Beck is going to be playing at the Eddie Pub in Saxapaha on February 15th at 7 o'clock, and that you can learn more about her at annarosebeck.com. And with her today were Ilana Shiner on the cello, Mark Harkness on the mandolin. Thank all of you for being on The State of Things.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
This is The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Anna Rose Beck.
This song is called Accidental Lullaby.
If this song it were a river, I would wash your body clean. And if that river were a moonbeam, I would shine on pretty things. And if that moonbeam lit the ocean, I would keep you safe at sea, and with those waves I'd rock you, I would roll you into me. And all through time I would be here by your side. By and by, hallelujah, I'll lie. I will write accidental lullabies. I will write accidental lullabies. Shepherd, I would lead you to your sheep, and if that shepherd had a shadow, I would follow at your feet. And if that shadow were created by the sunset through the trees, with my shepherd sunset shadow, I would lure you into sleep. And all through time I would be here by your side. By and by, hallelujah, hallelujah, I will write accidental love.